Jacana Hester is responsible for all of the fun activities that take place in the town of Fort Mill, and she is here to give us a rundown of what we can expect over the next couple of weeks. And good morning to you, Jacana.
Good morning.
Well, I see a lot here on this schedule dealing with the South Carolina Strawberry Festival.
Yes.
It's here.
Yes, I know. It's so hard to believe we were just celebrating Christmas, and yes. now we're so ready for those strawberries. But, we are kicking off our month-long of events. On April the 5th, the Fort Mill History Museum will host the Strawberries Soiree. It's going to be at the Claiborne House from 6 to 10. And they're having a special theme. Each year they have a special theme for the event. And this year it's called Ignite the Night, celebrating the legacy of the Fort Mill Fire Department. Mm. And it's just a fun evening, just hors d'oeuvres, live music, and they have a wine pool and a silent auction, just lots of fun. And those tickets are on sale now for that event.
And people need to act quickly because that one usually sells out.
Yes, yeah.
On pretty fast.
Yes.
All right, then after that, we've got all the events that follow.
Yeah, we have the South Carolina Strawberry Festival pageants. They're going to be on April the 11th and 12th at the Fort Mill High School. And we have already, a full slate of young girls and up to the Mrs. categories ready. They've been practicing, and they are ready for the pageant. And we'll be so excited, to celebrate our new queens this year. We just always have such amazing ladies that represent our community so well through this pageant. They do calls before crown, so all of them have their own calls that they work with. But then the pageant overall, they support a charitable organization, and this year it's going to be the Fort Mill Care Center.
These young ladies represent Fort Mill, to your point, so well. They really become ambassadors for the year for the town of Fort Mill. They're at every event, every function. It's really a nice way of teaching these young women how to take pride in where they're from, and they're a great example of what you can find in Fort Mill.
Yes, they are. And like the older queens, they are big sisters to the little queens, and they just develop a special bond in just teaching them and showing, being good role models for them.
And I think once they become a queen, no matter what their age, they always kind of become an ambassador, because you'll see them around and you'll be like, oh yeah, she was a strawberry queen a couple of years ago. And so I just think it's neat, and they become, the town faces. So.
Yes, they do.
Okay, beyond that, we've got the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll. It's going to take place on Saturday, April the 26th.
Yes, and are you joining us?
I think so. I'm going to try my, I love running that race.
Yeah, so registration is going on for that right now. We begin and end that race on Main Street, which makes it so special. And then we have a fun run following it around 10 a.m. that morning. They have a runner's village, of course, lots of strawberries. And then they have a kids' zone, and they are also focusing on the Fort Mill Care Center again this year. They always choose a charitable organization as well. So the Fort Mill Care Center will be getting a double dose from the festival this year, so we're excited about that.
Well, they do a lot of work, so it's probably really nice to shine a brighter spotlight on them. So they can continue to raise awareness about what they do over there.
That's right.
And if you've still got some legs underneath you after you do your run, you can go on over to the Fort Mill History Museum and take part in a scavenger hunt.
That's right. You just pick up your hunt at the museum, and you travel around downtown Fort Mill just to learn the history of Fort Mill. And then you turn your hunt in at the museum, and then they give out prizes to people that participate. So it's just a fun way of learning the history of Fort Mill.
And then we're going to celebrate the Strawberry Festival's mascot, Barry Be Good, with Barry's Bash.
That's right. And we do that at the museum that same day from 1 to 3. We celebrate Barry's birthday. He's there with his giant cake. And we just have, fun games and activities. And we give out delicious Springs Farm strawberry ice cream.
Cannot beat it.
That's right. So, just lots of fun.
And, of course, all of these activities that we're mentioning, these are the pre-festival activities before the festival gets underway. And the last pre-festival activity is this annual golf tournament.
Yes, and we are full for that event, but it's April the 29th. It's just a great day of playing golf at Springfield Golf Club. And we feed them, and they just have a fantastic day. All the golfers during our queens are out there, and it's just a fun day of playing golf.
And then, of course, all of this leads up to the next weekend, which is May 2nd and 3rd for the South Carolina Strawberry Festival itself.
That's right. And we're so excited that it's come back for 2 days this year. Friday, May 2nd, will be 5 to 10 p.m., and then Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we just have a great lineup of food vendors, and they're all required, of course, to have a strawberry item. So we'll have lots of strawberry food out there. Springs Farm will be selling their strawberries. We have rides. We have three exhibits this year. We have Pork Chop Review, which was on America's Got Talent. So we'll have pigs performing this year.
It's called Pork Chop Review? That's great. That's a lot of fun.
I know. Yeah, we're so excited to have them. And then we have Love the Butterfly and Pretty Bird Paradise, and you can actually hold the butterflies and feed them, and then see all the different birds and feed them. So just fun exhibits for the family. We have amazing rides. We have a great lineup of bands, and just all of our vendors are just incredible this year. So it's going to be lots of fun.
It's free to attend, but if you want to take part in various activities, there could be a cost associated.
Right. Well, okay. Food and rides, that type of thing. But all of that information will be on our festival website, scstrawberryfestival.com. You can find out all the information about the prices for our drinks. And, of course, we'll have beer sales out there, all the ride tickets, all that information. All that's on the website.
And do we have a look for this year's Strawberry Festival yet, like the logo, that looks like, or...
Yeah, well, we've had the same one for the last few years. We redid it about 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we don't do a new one each year.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that we did. Sorry about that. I guess I was
getting confused
with another spring festival here in our community. But all right, it looks good regardless. No need to update a classic.
That's right.
Leave well enough alone. Every now and then, though, a couple of nip and tucks and a fresh coat of paint. That will help us all, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, obviously, it will be a big week, it will be a big week leading up to the South Carolina Strawberry Festival there in Fort Mill. And as we get closer, we will continue to give you all of the dates that we went over here. But we can't wait to usher in spring there in the town of Fort Mill. Jacana, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.